The whole issue is devoted to kind of looking at the way that our geology has really shaped Cincinnati. And we've got this wonderful essay by Polk LaFoon that kind of explains how our landscape came to be and how it has shaped us as a city. And so we wanted to accompany that with looks at different places where you can go and really kind of, in one way or another, enjoy the fact that we are built on this series of hills and valleys. And so we chose some places, some that are really obvious, like Mount Airy Forest and Eden Park, and some that people might not be quite as familiar with, like the Boone County Cliffs and the Natural Bridge State Park, which is a little bit of a drive, but it's part of the geology in our area.
What are some of the more out-of-the-way or, shall we say, lesser-known parks that are wonderful for walking through and enjoying the nature and so forth?
Well, one of the places that I have been past a bunch of times and have never visited myself until recently is the area that is next, that is right adjacent to Yellow Springs, the Glen Helen Nature Preserve. A lot of people have gone to John Bryant State Park, which is also adjacent to Yellow Springs, and they just haven't gone into the Glen Helen Nature Preserve, which is right there at the edge of town. And it's just a lovely area. It's where the springs are that give Yellow Springs its name. And until a winter day when we were out looking for a place to hike, my husband and I had never visited before.
And there are a couple of places in Kentucky.
Yes. As we mentioned, the Boone County Cliffs are actually quite close to Cincinnati. It's, you know, like 12 miles from the interstate, and you're in the middle of this forest preserve that is old-growth forest that has never been developed and is really an interesting place to visit.
Also listed is Clifty Falls State Park in Indiana. I've heard of it, but I really have never been there.
It's fascinating, and particularly for me, because I always like a hike to include a waterfalls. You know, somehow that's just a way to plan a hike is around a waterfalls. And so you go to Clifty Falls. There are a bunch of large and small waterfalls there.
And Hocking Hill State Park is a very well-known name, but neither I nor I suspect anybody I know has actually been there, and the photos make it look very lovely.
Oh, Hocking Hills is really a place that needs to be on your list if you're interested in getting out and seeing an area where the natural features are quite fascinating. There are, you know, caves and arches and really very gorge areas that you can hike at the bottom of a gorge area or at the top of a gorge area. There's the Grandma Gatewood Trail.
Vaccarello says another great place to hike is the edge of Appalachia Preserve. It's about 2.5 hours east of Cincinnati. She says the preserve exists because Cincinnatians bought parcels of land there and set them aside so they wouldn't be developed. Linda Vaccarello is executive director of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.